And I think I'll kind of go around the bend here on that one, Brandon. But, you know, first of all, the trends are not on the side of college right now. We've got, after kind of my generation, the population growth has been considerably slowed. So, you know, those choosing to go to college are decreasing. And then the pandemic caused some just to pause or, you know, go on a trip or something in the interim. So the other one is cost. You know, the parents and the kids are making a determination maybe for the first 2 years to go to a community college or someplace where they can live with their parents or have cheaper alternatives for the first 2 years. And then the competition among colleges is fierce. But I think President Linton and his team are doing all the right things. You know, this is kind of what President Weefall did in, I guess it was 1988, when he went on a statewide tour of the high schools. And you really have to do that. So President Linton, you know, will be out on that campaign. He probably is out there already. And this Kansas State being a land-grant institution can also reach out through the extension services. So I think the chances are relatively good that we can start to bring in a few more folks. And I think a reevaluation like I think he did maybe 3 months after he arrived of offering in-state tuition will attract these Kansas seniors and those from adjacent states back in. You know, the competition, I would cite Arkansas. They just grew like leaps and bounds by offering in-state tuition to out-of-state students, and that's one of those things we need to take on. And then I think we need to renew our efforts on foreign students. We've got great universities, and we can always benefit by having people from other countries come in. And I, you know, for the legislature, it's important to make sure they understand the value of these state universities and colleges. These organizations are absolutely essential to our growth. Our graduates fill the skilled jobs we need for businesses, and you know, it makes it possible for a business looking in to say, well, look at Kansas, why don't we go there? Quality of life's great. You've got great people coming out of college. And then the cost is the other one. You know, 30 years ago, if you looked at these cost curves, the state of Kansas paid the lion's share of the tuition cost, and then the students and parents a lesser share, and that's turned in reverse. So it's tough for kids today to come up with that kind of money. I think, you know, tuition cost is about $300 an hour, somewhere along that. That's a lot of money for anybody. And then I'd cite research. You know, I think when we, particularly on the Commerce Committee there in Topeka, we talk a lot about what that research is doing to bring in business to Kansas. And we put some money against that to make sure that we can continue to grow these businesses in this research. It's just this research is really a magnet for other businesses. And also up here in KSU, it provides internships for students that they might ordinarily not have. And that helps keep them here as well and associate them with a kind of a winning team. So, and on the technical college, I think, as you know, MATC is going to provide the training for NBAF and also for Scorpion. And his graduates are really employed very quickly. I think he's got something like 98% are immediately employed, and a very high percentage remain locally, and almost all of them remain in Kansas. And they all will get a very comfortable income from that. And he gets no property tax support on that, so he's not a taxing entity. So we're working on some ways to help get some money down so he can expand as well. But a lot of this has to do with scholarships and providing enough money. I just think higher ed has maybe not been tended to as well as it could have been. A lot of the focus has been on K-12, and that doesn't mean we take our sights off K-12, but we've got a little more to do here.
Yeah. All right. And of course, MATC's had just a different trend. Their enrollment's actually gone up a little bit. So,
yeah, absolutely right. I think that's, you know, that's the other thing, that the trend across the nation, if you, particularly in the upper Midwest, if you look at the manufacturing skills that are needed, whether you're operating a lathe or, you know, a computer-driven piece of equipment, they need highly skilled people to do that.